From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And in New York, I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush will visit New York City tomorrow, his first trip here since Tuesday's attack brought down the twin towers of the World Trade Center. This afternoon, the president met again with his national security advisors, who briefed him on the status of the investigation. And he met with members of Congress who represent districts in New York City or near the Pentagon. He also made time to meet with some of the victims of this tragedy. He visited a burn unit in a Washington hospital where some survivors of the Pentagon attack are being treated. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It was only a few days ago that budget battles with Congress dominated the news out of the White House, but it seems an eternity. And today, the president said the nation must understand that the events of this past Tuesday are now the focus of his administration. It is a tremendous test of leadership. The president must search for who is responsible, decide on an appropriate military response, and all the while keep reassuring and consoling the nation. This morning, the president spoke with New York City's Mayor Giuliani and Governor Pataki in a phone call much of the nation saw telecast from the Oval Office.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President. Yeah, thank you all very much for taking my phone call.
The president used the call to applaud the efforts of rescue workers in the city and to announce that he will fly to New York himself tomorrow afternoon.
I look forward to joining with both of you in thanking the police and fire, the construction trade workers, the restaurant owners, the volunteers, all of whom have really made a huge display for the world to see of the compassion of America and the bravery of America and the strength of America.
The White House has also declared tomorrow a national day of prayer and remembrance for the victims and their families. After talking to Pataki and Giuliani, the president took a few questions from reporters who were allowed in the office to observe the call. He repeated his determination to find and punish those who carried out these attacks and those who provide safe harbor for terrorists. Mr. Bush used very plain English, vowing to whip terrorism for future generations, but also visibly tearing up at one point, momentarily overcome.
I think about the families, the children. I'm a loving guy, and I'm also someone, however, who's got a job to do, and I intend to do it.
The president was very visible on this day, but one of the questions he was asked dealt with his lack of visibility on Tuesday, the day of the attacks. There was some criticism, even from some in his own party, about his absence from Washington until Tuesday evening. He had started his day in Florida, then flew to air bases in Louisiana and Nebraska. His aides, seemingly sensitive to the portrayal of the president on the day of the disaster, offered an explanation yesterday. They said there had been credible threats against the White House and Air Force One that day. Today, the president himself responded.
I know I took the appropriate actions as the commander-in-chief to be in a position to be able to make the decisions necessary for our government to handle the crisis.
Following the Oval Office event, the president climbed into his limousine for the motorcade to the Washington Hospital Center. There, Mr. Bush and the First Lady met with burn victims injured when the Pentagon was hit by one of the hijacked planes. He had a brief statement afterward outside the hospital.
Some of the folks could talk, and they described the horror of the incident in the moment. They talked about escaping, going through fire, and crawling through debris, that it's clear that they were fighting for their survival then, and like every patient up there, they're still fighting for their survival.
Tomorrow is also shaping up to be an emotional day for the president. He will attend a prayer service at the National Cathedral in Washington. Then he flies to New York City for a close and personal look at the devastation there. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.